That's the only thing your brain focuses on while asleep. Keeping your heart pumping. That's
how your brain needs oxygen.
Please tell me about the ghost story. We'll use like 7%.
Please tell me about the ghost story.
Your brain is not about to dream, work your organs and everything else. You feeling like your body just gonna run by itself.
Nah, you saying shit, bro.
Your brain is working your heart, working your organs, flowing blood.
Yeah, we know that.
Exactly. So your brain is not thinking of thoughts and images while you sleep.
People talk to me all the time, bro. I get a deep talk from hella people.
Man,
people
know.
I talk to you, bro. I swear to God, this shit is simple. You motherfuckers speaking like that, that's how we all gonna be in a cut. Hey, when that body, Kyrie, tell you some shit. Kyrie, you got a nice mind too. So you gonna convince me that the aliens jumped in your room and told you not to say nothing?
No,
that's not what they
said.
But he told me the whole story about they crawled in the window and all that shit. I swear to God. Who was it when he told the story? I was here. I know this shit. You seen him lights.
And them motherfuckers pop dead in his face. It ain't no climbing through no motherfucking wall. He'll walk straight through that motherfucking wall. Now, I think it ain't no wall there. Because...
How much percent of your brain you use, Twan? How much percent of your brain you use? I don't think I know everything. That's not me. You do. You know the highest somebody ever used? You know the highest. Yes, you do. You use 13, bro. We use 13. Yes, you do. You don't. Albert Einstein used 14. Yes, you do. 13% of your brain. He's a genius, bro. You don't take... See, you don't become... Listen, a person is a genius when you have understanding. You feel me? That's all a genius is understanding of things. Twan, you have no understanding of things, bro.
So, I'm guessing a dog is a cat with a beak.
That's not what I'm saying, my nigga.
You don't go to the internet.
Yeah.
And then look at some phony ass shit that they gonna tell.
No, because he don't.
You already brainwashed. You already brainwashed Mikey Jr. So we're not talking. You already brainwashed. You already brainwashed.
This is your thing.
That shit real, bro. I heard about too many people in your box. Too many people tell me about that shit.
Albert Einstein used 13% of your brain. But the 3% is your memory. But listen, if you take like 17% of your brain, this wall is no longer there.
If you had 17% of your brain, you can see the bugs that's crawling on your arm, little nigga. You feel me? But right now, you don't feel it. You feel me? Look.
You know why?
You seen that movie when the white bitch, Lucy, When her brain keep going up and she start controlling that shit real. Listen, you ain't seen that, it came out like 8 years ago.
Nigga,
bro.
She can control her physical form and everything. Yeah. It was like 2013.
Like, bro, listen, bro. If you can use higher percent of your brain, which some people do, it's like me to you. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. You probably use like 2%. Mm. I'm like 13. but for real. Like, my shit is more open than yours, man, bro.
I heard you, though.
His is more open than yours. You're not willing to think in your box. Like, I'm willing to talk to somebody.
Just like you can dunk on niggas with a bad back. I heard you, dog.
It's the white man shit, though, bro. The white man put the ordinary nigga. He's where he go with a bad back.
His
brain ordinary, bro. I swear to God, bro. He got an ordinary brain, bro.
You said I swear, come on. Why they gonna go to court and get a hamstring injury?
You gotta do them both.
I don't get hurt. Nobody's gonna do me, bro. If I play y'all one on one, I'm not letting none of y'all score.
I bet you let everybody.
I bet everybody beat you.
Even Lil Vic gonna beat you.
Vic is his range. Even Vic gonna be Vic.
That is disrespect. Vic.
And
he is.
Oh, God.
He got more hugs.
We're not about to get on Hooper, bro. I swear to God. That shit ain't gonna get nowhere, bro.
It's not. Oh, I gotta shake niggas on the court. Meet me at the court. That's it.
You don't even look like you ready to hoop, bro.
I hope it is.
I hope it is.
You got the Michael Jackson badass jeans. It's bad, bro.
I know you ain't trying to play.
You like a light-skinned, angry bronin over here. bro, you need to take that tight ass shirt off, bro, and the tight ass pants, bro. I'm not gonna lie. And this gotta go, bro. And the straight back, bro. You fucked up, too. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
You ain't gonna say look like Sean.
But your whole pointy finger, fur face ass, boy. Don't get me started. Oh, praying mantis looking ass boy.
You're like a fucking rhino in the face ass.
You like a praying mantis with rabbit teeth, nigga.
What?
A rabbit and a praying mantis had sex. They came out with your ass. Stop
boy,
with me.
Boy, your teeth like some fucking fries. Boy, all different shapes and sizes of fries. Boy, you got the wedges, then you got the skinny fries. Stop with me,
come on,
bro.
That's a good.
The Raleigh fries, too. I mean, the Harvey fries. On the real side though, bro, like when you do use your brain though, a lot of your brain you can't see.
And
that's
that.
Why I didn't say, like
your thing is on some real shit, bro. You're not open.
You know why?
I'm open.
It's because I'm open.
Y'all just open to everything that ever been invented.
No.
All
right, listen. Because Twan don't think shit like this, bro.
I ain't seen no ghosts, no alien, none of that shit is real.
Don't think shit like this. Like,
none of that shit is real. Right. Oh, God.
What made your durag? And then what made that? And then what made that? And then what made that? See, when you use all of your brain, you'll be able to see what the whatever started.
Why
everything.
That? I'm going to ask you a good question, bro. Nobody probably can answer this.
I can.
Who are you, nigga?
Oh, I'm Twan, nigga.
Who is Twan?
That nigga.
who are you, bro?
Hey, Skin.
This nigga dumb. Who are you, bro?
Him and me.
No one on shit. Who are you, though, nigga?
I don't know Mufasa. See.
Who are you, bro?
Al Capone, I guess. See, I don't know.
That's why I'm gonna do right now.
I guess so.
Full beer, huh? Yeah. Grew up from the little 2900, huh?
Yeah, Waka Flocka, that's what I'm gonna say. Michael Red in this motherfucker.
Michael Blue in this bitch. Okay. Where are we going with this, though?
I mean, you asked, what am I? I said he
was see, the question is, in order to know who you is, you gotta know who you come from, which is who?
Native American. We're not
your mom and dad, bro. Mm-hmm. That's who you are, right?
Good.
Right, I mean, ain't that DNA? Ain't that how you was created?
Yep.
That's okay. Go on. Because you was never Twan. That's just your name, nigga. So who are you?
My mom and dad.
Where you come from?
What with dad?
Yeah.
You need to take them flames out your head.
No, get off me.
Your big fat forehead ass, boy.
Your chin match your forehead, boy.
Where
it's coming from, though.
That's
what everybody is.
I get what
you're
saying.
Are where you come from, bro. See, you was never with what they gave you. You feel me? Because everything recycled, bro. Mm-hmm. It's like when you die, what happened?
Heaven ain't real, it's just a thought, bro.
So what?
Heaven ain't real. It's just a thought.
Think
God ain't ever bought me shit.
Nah, you.
Oh God. Oh God.
I can't believe you're saying this.
Where
I'm from?
God ain't never bought you shit, right?
Not a damn thing.
Where did money come from, my nigga?
You said where money come from?
Yeah.
Whatever American hired from us.
Money is man made, my nigga. So why would God make money? All right. God ain't make money. If so and so, all of this shit would be free.
Man made
money so they can control you. Mm-hmm. And they can make you think, oh, them tight ass jeans is cool.
Okay, Jesus was created to place fear in black people. Right? They took when your ancestors got beat. What did they do?
I just want to say one thing.
Hold on, no. Can you answer my question? I'm talking. When your ancestors got beat, what did they do?
I don't know.
War. You ain't never. No, cried you ain't and never died. Seen us, like, you don't. They don't die. But they continuously get beat. Uh-huh. You feel me? You're not just gonna die. They decided to kill him. Okay, but what they did was when they beat you, like say you as a father, they strip you. You're a father, you a kid. They're gonna come and get you. They're gonna come and get his mother. They're gonna come and get his wife. They're gonna get other kids.
And then they're gonna beat you.
They're gonna crawl. No, hold on. Wait. They placed them like this on the cross, and they whipped them. And they made them watch, because what they was doing was making a train of thought that will be recycled. You feel me? Yeah. Just like the cowboys in India. They put a train of thought in your head.
They can go both ways, though.
Wait.
I got a question.
That's why you look to Jesus in fear. That's where the whole black Jesus thing come from. You look to Jesus.
Hold on. So is Jesus supposed to be this image? How come he has an image as a forgiving God? So therefore, you have no fear of sin because you know God is going
to forgive
you.
Hold on, wait.
Jesus was never to judge, though. Jesus ain't never judged.
First of all, cool. There's nothing wrong with slavery in the Bible. That's why I don't believe in religion. See, that's what you're giving. See, Jesus, this would you missed it. Jesus is not real. That's not what we're talking about. He's not real.
No. I didn't say he was real. You said they created an image like Oprah.
You're talking about. Let me talk, bro.
No, I didn't.
Because you just said, you just talk about Jesus is a forgiving God. What are you talking about this for?
You said everybody created.
This man just said that they created God
as an image to make us fear him.
Jesus is an image. Bro, what I'm trying to basically tell you, Twine, is they place Jesus in front of you to have fear. Yeah, I get you on that. Said. Yeah, that's all it is. Okay. But I'm saying that's where I get the black Jesus from. Because the black Jesus is you, bro. It's your ancestor. It's who you are, bro. That's why who doing anything? Black people can't get something right, especially your grandparents. What they do? Oh, I got a person, bro. Because that's the fear. That's where they're going to get their leverage. It's a train of thought, bro. You're a black Jesus. You being Jesus, bro. Every person that was black, that your answer, you are Jesus, bro. It's a train of thought, nigga. And then they embed it in your head. Mm-hmm. Just like the whole native shit, bro. I know where I'm coming from, bro.
All right, no, Hobson said it all.
I don't even know. I fuck with Hobson, but you be trying to, I know what I'm talking about, bro. I do a lot of research, bro. I don't just, like, on the basketball, I know my shit, bro.
Where do you get your research?
I get my research from studying, like, real people, like, people that's in touch. Like, Dick Gregory.
Farrakhan.
Who else I'll be fucking with? Vicky hit me up to, what's that, Dr. Sebi?
You talking about the Indian dude?
Nigga, he got a cure for HIV. I tell you this, bro. Do you know you can cure herpes? You can. Apple cider vinegar, peroxide, all that shit, natural shit. You don't even need to buy toothpaste. You can just take peroxide, it cleans your teeth way better. You can cut it with bacon.
But back to the Jesus.
This is just
the apple cider vinegar,
bro. You should always drink a shot of apple cider vinegar every morning. Mm-hmm. Eat a spoon of honey. Eat a ginger root. I got
that shit.
I took a little shit
last. I hired the spoon honey one too.
I'm trying to get some. I'm trying to go to school. Can we go to
this,
school?
This shit that really helped. It helped.
But nah.
That's the shit you
but listen.
Posted.
But check this out. You feel me?
That, but it's the same thing. But you be more in touch. All I'm saying, bro, I ain't trying to push nobody to be nothing. Because you do when you're a grown ass man, bro. You do and feel. But like, understand, bro. No matter how tough life was or what happened, you can't get lost in the sauce, bro. This shit is real, bro.
My thing
it's a battle out here, bro. Demon, that shit real, bro.
My thing
and
is,
what happened is you in touch like more like me, bro. I've been through a lot of stuff, bro. Yeah. So then they're going to be more, they're going to come and tempt me, bro. You feel me? That's what it's here for. Like, if you do believe in God from the beginning of the time, all God and devil is, it's a game, bro.
It's putting your head to think basically that we're never at peace and it's war with everything. It's always a side
It's
a good side and it's an evil side. God is within. That's what gets you just like this. People say this.
No, God is an option.
I
said it's a game because since the beginning of time, all the devil is doing, God told the devil, you cannot take my people. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? The devil said, oh, yes, I can. I can get as much people as you can. Mm. God said, no, you can't. Oh, I can't. Let's do it. And now you got a world full of demons, bro, and people running around. God is just an option, bro. Because you can, God is never going to be like, do this. Mm. You get the option because he gave that to the devil. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So now, no matter if it's good or bad, who's
the devil took that and ran with it himself. That's the whole
thing. No, he didn't run with it. God gave it to him. He did. God, the devil couldn't do